Kamala Harris does Zoom calls with Hollywood celebrities in campaign's final weeks. By Christina Wong on November 2, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, taped several Zoom calls with young Hollywood celebrities in the final weeks of her 2020 vice presidential election campaign. In the past week, she has chatted on Zoom with actor Jaden Smith, singer Billie Eilish, singer Selena Gomez, wife of basketball player Steph Curry, Ayesha Curry, host Padma Lakshmi, actress Mindy Kaling, and singer Miley Cyrus. While the Trump campaign has received some celebrity endorsements recently, the latest being rapper Lil Wayne, President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have spent the last week crisscrossing battleground states and speaking to voters. Guns rights advocate J.T. Lewis tweeted, "Donald Trump is making his case to America. Joe Biden is making his case to Hollywood." Trump and Pence's rallies have drawn massive crowds of supporters, in contrast to the drive-in rallies and celebrity Zoom chats hosted by Biden and Harris. The Biden-Harris campaign finished off their last night of campaigning with singers Lady Gaga and John Legend in Pennsylvania on Monday evening. Trump and his campaign slammed Biden for bringing an anti-fracking advocate such as Lady Gaga, whose real name is Stefani Germanotta, to Pennsylvania. Trump tweeted, "Just learned that Sleepy Joe Biden is campaigning in Pennsylvania with Lady Gaga, a proud member of Artists Against Fracking. This is more proof that he would ban fracking and skyrocket your energy prices. As I said at the debate, will you remember that Texas? Pennsylvania? Ohio? New Mexico? I will always protect American energy and American jobs. Get out and vote #MAGA. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel tweeted, "Joe Biden has sent a clear closing message to Pennsylvanians that he sides with anti-fracking Hollywood liberals over America's workers." GOP Rapid Response Director Steve Guest quote tweeted a video of Biden joking that he worked for Lady Gaga with the comment, "Joe Biden actually saying out loud that he will prioritize the whims of Hollywood elites over America's workers." Biden's reliance on celebrity endorsements follows a similar strategy to that employed by Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election cycle, Fox News reported. Clinton had massive star power behind her 2016 campaign, with concerts held by Jay-Z and Beyoncé, Katy Perry and Lady Gaga. Perry was even expected to sing the national anthem at Clinton's victory party at the Javits Center in Manhattan. In the aftermath of her loss, Hollywood, from Madonna to Miley Cyrus, took to Twitter to express its frustration and disappointment. Clinton won the popular vote in 2016, but she lost the Electoral College, an occurrence that has happened just a handful of times in U.S. history. Hollywood has gone in big for Biden and Harris. A list released over the weekend by the Biden-Harris campaign of bundlers raising at least $100,000 had top studio executives, directors, writers, and other Hollywood bigwigs, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.